I love the Message version of the well-known passage of Philippians 4. Don't fret or worry. Instead, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. If all things work together for good in the Lord, then perhaps it will help to look on our difficulties more as stepping stones rather than as boulders that threaten to overwhelm us. It may sound harsh to say that worry is a sin, so let's try it the other way round and say, it's not a sin not to worry. Because worrying is like driving with one foot on the brake. But faith is crying out for God to turn our disappointments into His appointments. And the memory of past encouragements can strengthen us through our times on Patmos, in Adullam's cave, in Babylon, or like Moses out in the desert with the grazing sheep. Hope is such a psychological and emotional necessity that it's important to maintain a healthy view of the future. Most mental illnesses, and most listlessness for that matter, have at their root the fear of what may happen in the future. Now, if you're in the middle of a Patmos situation, or you know others who are, lift them to the Lord now. And declare with St. Paul, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
People need encouragement. They thrive on it. Let's go out of our way to give them the comfort of our presence and to be extravagant in our praise. It often turns out that nobody has really noticed them before and what they do. It encourages them so much. And when compliments come our own way, let's savour them to the full and use them to spur us on to do more good as the Lord gives opportunity.